With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A massive migrant caravan is on its way to the U.S.-Mexico border, while Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas are meeting with Mexico's president.
The estimated 6,000 migrants have been walking for days, and they expect nothing good from the meeting. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador confirmed U.S. officials want his country to halt the flow of migrants by stopping them at the border with Guatemala and making it difficult to move across Mexico by train, truck, or bus. Meanwhile, the caravan already passed Mexico's main inland immigration inspection point without being stopped. Officials expect them to tire and give up. No migrant caravan has ever walked the 1,000 miles to the U.S. border. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, National Weather Service meteorologist William Churchill says the New Year's forecast is looking good so far.
Remains, you know, relatively warm compared to how cold it could be this time of year. And travel issues should be fewer on the New Year Day holiday. So that looks good. Fairly quiet the next week. Out through, January 2nd or 3rd.
But today, drivers in the Northeast will need to prepare for a rainy travel day, especially along the I-95 corridor. Israel launching heavy strikes across central and southern Gaza overnight after broadening its offensive against Hamas to more areas. Israel says the bombing campaign and ground offensive are necessary to dismantle the terrorists who still hold an estimated 129 hostages. Trading on Wall Street remains relatively light ahead of the New Year holiday. The Dow is up 50 points now. The NASDAQ is down 2 points. The S&P is down 1. This is SRN News. Life is getting tough for Christians in Bhutan.
The small nation bordering China is over 90% Buddhist, and anyone who converts to faith in Christ will be bullied by family and friends. They are also at risk of being fired from their jobs if their employers find out. Open Doors reports that in Bhutan, quote, no churches have official state recognition, meaning that any Christians holding a service together are technically worshiping illegally. Believers are also barred from registering property such as houses or land. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greece's Sotiran government says it will fulfill a commitment to legalize same-sex marriage, ignoring political dissent and staunch opposition from the country's influential Orthodox Church. A government spokesman in the country says the legislation will be brought to Parliament during the House's current term, which ends in 2027. This is SRN News. In health news, the repeated instances of eye drop contamination bringing demands of action.
Repeated recalls of eye drops are drawing new attention to the limited powers U.S. regulators have to oversee medical products made overseas. Unlike prescription drugs, eye drops and other over-the-counter products don't get preliminary review by the Food and Drug Administration. In the case of two eye drop recalls earlier this year, FDA inspectors had never previously visited the plants in India. In both cases, when FDA inspectors arrived on site, they found dangerous conditions. Keith Peters reporting.
The U.S. commerce company Zulily says it's closing down after efforts to salvage the business fail. Zulily was trying to ensure orders that could not be filled were canceled or refunded. Zulily says it was seeking an orderly wind down. More details at SRNNews.com.